It's everybody here this evening, and I'd like to thank everybody for all the get well wishes from this past weekend. It's not often I get sick, so when I do, I guess I do it right. It was not a pleasant time, so I did not feel like sharing, so that's why I stayed home over the weekend. But thank you for the cards and the prayers very much. So I just gave a sermon about a month ago. You remember what that was about? It was about resolutions, right? So it was that kind of time of year, right before New Year's, that we talked about some of the resolutions we can make. And, you know, there's several resolutions that people make, and we talked about some of those that tended to revolve around, you know, exercising or eating better or just making better use of our time. You can divide that up many different ways. And then we talked about some of the resolutions that we can make as far as spiritual resolutions. So, and a lot of those revolved around, you know, the use of our time, the effort that we put into maybe evangelizing, or the focus that we put on our spiritual life. So, how's it going with those things? It's been about a month, right? So, getting here toward the end of January. I know how some resolutions work. Let's see if I got this right. So a lot of them work like this, you know, the expectations you have and then what really winds up happening. So that, take the plate of fries away, and that was me this weekend just laying out. I was done. But so sometimes that's where that happens. And, you know, we'll laugh about it, and, you know, we have good intentions, but sometimes those intentions just kind of fall away. Well, you know, with our spiritual well-being and the spiritual resolutions we make, hopefully we didn't just kind of let those slide by and kind of fall away. So hopefully we're working on those. And I heard a phrase today that made me think about, you know, what I was, the direction I was going with this, that talked about somebody falling off the tracks. And it made me think of, you know, you have a goal set, a direction you're wanting to go, and sometimes that direction can, instead of just, you can see it there, it just kind of starts skewing off one direction, and then from that direction, it can skew off to many more directions, and the next thing you know, you're pretty far off from that direction you were headed originally. So what we're hoping to do is we're trying to make our track look like this, right? We see a goal, we're working toward it, maybe we had some of those resolutions for our spiritual life that, you know what, I want my life to do this, I want to be better at this. I want to make sure I'm going this direction with it. And we've got it laid out here in front of us. So we could be getting off track maybe already here at the beginning of this year. So let's try to keep on track. So that's the title of our lesson here this evening. And this thing just will not stay up here, will it? There we go. There we go. I give Forrest all the credit for wearing this thing because it's not the easiest thing to keep on. There we go. So let's keep on track. So I've got a few things I'd like to talk about that will help us to keep on track as far as the resolutions that maybe you set up for yourself here maybe about a month ago. So one thing that we can do is be busy doing work for the Lord. Now, obviously this time of year, you know, even with Christmas gone by the side, it's still busy, and it seems like no matter where you turn, there's something coming up, and it's always busy, busy, busy. And that can be a hard thing to overcome because we get tied up doing so many things that it just kind of overwhelms us. I've definitely fallen into that category. It's just one thing to another, and then I start thinking, you know what? I'm really busy right now, and this isn't really even my busy time. You know, baseball hasn't even started yet, so once that starts, That's even more stuff that I'll be coaching and doing that. I mean, I know Jesse's feeling the same way. When some of the other sports start up, he'll be dealing with those things. So, but what we can really do is focus our efforts on being busy doing work for the Lord to help us with our spiritual resolutions, to help keep us on track. I have a few verses for us just to consider with this. 1 Corinthians 15:58. You know, therefore, my beloved brothers, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that in the Lord your labor is not in vain. You know, I always like to look at verses and maybe pick out a few words, and when I see the words always abounding, I think that's something that we can always strive to do when we're working for the Lord, looking to always abound in our work for the Lord. Or even in 2 Timothy 2:15, do your best to present yourselves to God as one approved, a worker who has no need to be ashamed, rightly handling the word of truth. Do your best. Now, sometimes when you hear that phrase, it's like, well, you did your best. It's almost like a consolation prize kind of thing. Well, maybe even it almost sounds like, well, you didn't really quite make it, but you tried your best. No. Here, do your best. When you're wanting to do your best, do what the way that really should sound. Do your best to do these things. Put your best effort out there. So when we talk about keeping on track, being busy working for the Lord, do your best to do those things. Don't let other things get in the way, which that's so easy in our life. Do your best to work for the Lord and have your focus there. Because if we can focus on working for the Lord, that's definitely going to help us keep on track with our spiritual resolutions. That makes sense? I think that's a good thing we can all do even more, is put more effort forward in our work for the Lord. Another thing we can do to help us keep on track is study God's Word. I've gotten back in the habit, that I had. It took me until college before I actually liked to read. I never liked reading, never was really into it, and I never really got into it until I was maybe a senior in high school and then in college. I actually liked to read. And then I kind of got away from it, and now I'm back into reading. So I get a set of books I like to read, and I can roll through those pretty quick. And I know a lot of people are like that. You get some books you like to read, and you just take some time, and you like to read. Well, how many of us like to take the time to read the Bible? Sometimes that sounds pretty easy, but sometimes it's not the easiest thing to do. And that gets kind of pushed to the side, doesn't it? And I know that's not the case for everybody, but even for me, I know I find myself, I do not read the Bible maybe with the effort or the zeal that sometimes, there's a series of books I've been to, and I want to, I get some free time. Hey, I want to get to that book and read that book. Well, you know what? Studying God's Word, spending time in the Bible, it's such an essential thing. You know what? Take the time to do that. You want to keep on track in your spiritual life. Study the Bible. Read it. Make it a part of your life. Psalm 119:105, your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. You know, if you're not carrying that word of God with you, you know, it's kind of hard for it to light your path, right? You know, if it's somewhere else. Having it be a part of your life, having it direct your steps, what greater light can we have in our life to light that path? I like Psalm 119:11. I have stored up your word in my heart that I might not sin against you. And when I look at that phrase, I've stored up your word in my heart. You know, we think about storing up something. We're just getting as much of it as we can. We're pulling it into us. So we think about, squirrels, how they store up, their food for the winter. You know what? We want to store up as much as God's word in our heart as we can. So we're going to be diligent to do that, right? So again, to keep us on track, focusing on God's word, store it up, read it, focus on it, digest it, make it a part of your life, store it up. Spending time in prayer. How's that coming? I think that was actually one of the spiritual resolutions that I had in my lesson back about a month ago, was spending more time with God in prayer. So how's that coming along? I know a lot of us do really well with that. Some of us not so much. How are you keeping track on that? What better person to talk to than God? Because he's there in good times and in bad. Strength and weakness. Whenever we need someone to listen to, we need somebody to talk to. God's there for us. And spending time with him in prayer is such an essential part of a Christian life. And if that's not part of your life, I think you're definitely not on track there, because it really needs to be part of your life. Philippians 4:6-7, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Jesus Christ. You know what? No matter what kind of day I'm having, if I can sit down at the end of the day and pray, this line here really comes to me that says, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding. Because you guys know you can have that kind of day where whatever it is, whatever's going on, work, school, people, drivers, whatever it is, just really gets to you. But whenever I can sit down and pray to God and talk to Him, there's a peace there that's really hard to come by any other way, at least for me. But when I can go to God in prayer and get that peace, well, that really helps me focus on what's really important and not focus on the stuff that was going on during that day or what just happened or what maybe is going to be happening. That I can just sit down and focus on God, focus on talking to Him. Do you see how that's such an important part of your Christian life to keep you on track toward your spiritual goals, is to talk to God? It's such an important thing. Hebrews 4:16, let us then with confidence draw near to the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. No matter what your situation you think you're in, to me, I think we're always in a time of need, because we all fall short. And whenever you think you've got it, you probably don't. So I think at all times, we need to have that prayerful attitude, because I think we're always in a time of need in our spiritual life. We could always use the strength that God gives us, because the devil's always knocking at the door. He's always trying to find a way in. And the best strength that we can have, the best person we can have on our side, is God. And talking to Him and asking Him for strength is a great part to keep us on track in our spiritual life. Let's keep on track with fellowship with other Christians. You know, I'm pretty fortunate that my job is pretty much, you know, an 8-hour, 5-day-a-week job. So 40 hours every week, I spend a lot of time with people that aren't very godly people, not the best examples, can be difficult to be around. And that's just 40 hours. I know there's a lot of people, they got to spend a whole lot more time at jobs around worse people, and it can be a difficult thing because that's what you got to be around. Every opportunity that we have to be around Christians and to be able to spend time with them, we should take use of that. Because when we're here for each other and to be able to strengthen each other, be an example for one another, we need to take every opportunity we can. I mean, every opportunity that we have to be here. Look, I just talked about 40 hours in a week. If we're here for services, you know, what are we talking about? 3 hours a week? You know, four maybe? That's not much. But you know what? That's better than zero. So every time that we can be here, every minute of every service, we should be here. Because we're here to strengthen each other in all situations. When we're singing, when we're praying, when we're in class, when we're hearing a lesson from Brother Forrest, whatever it is, we can strengthen each other and encourage one another and be a good example to each other in those situations. Being together is so important to help keep us on track. And then outside of services, any time that we can spend together, like the group meetings that we have, wow, that's a great opportunity. And it doesn't even have to be a group meeting. We can just go out and spend time together. That's a great thing. But you know what? Spending time with other Christians, the examples that we have for each other, just being around good people can really help keep us on track toward heaven. Hebrews 10:24-25. And let us consider how to stir up one another to love and good works, not neglecting to meet together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near. Some phrases to look at: stir up one another to love and good works, and encouraging one another. Take every opportunity that you can to do that for your fellow brothers and sisters. Because everybody's got tough times that they have to go through, tough days, tough situations that they're in. But to be able to have a sanctuary, kind of like what we sang about, a sanctuary of fellow Christians that we can be a part of. I mean, think about that. Just like the prayer can bring peace into your mind, being in a sanctuary of fellow Christians, being in that kind of group, can help bring peace to your life and definitely keep you on track in your spiritual goals. Let's have faith and trust in God. Again, just like when we pray to God and have that be a big part of our life, we have to put our faith and trust in Him. Because sometimes we can rely too much on ourselves. And you know what? I can handle this. I can do this. I don't need to pray. You know, I've got this. I'm strong. Well, none of us are strong enough to say we don't need God. And we always have to put our full faith and trust in Him. I like this couple verses in Jeremiah chapter 17, verses 7 through 8. Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, whose trust is the Lord. What's he like? He's like a tree planted by water that sends out its roots by the stream. That tree does not fear when heat comes, for its leaves remain green, and is not anxious in the year of drought, for it does not cease to bear fruit. You put those roots of faith and trust in God, He's going to sustain you when we go through those times of drought in our life, those times of trials and troubles and tribulations. Because if we root our faith and our trust in God, we have strength, the strength that comes from Him, right? So we can be that tree that's planted by the waters, that's going to be sustained through no matter what's going on through the life of that tree. We can be like that, no matter what's going on in our life, to help keep us on track in our Christian life. We have our faith and our trust rooted in God. That's so important to help keep us on track. I like this one. You know, we're keeping on track. We need to be excited about our destination. We sing so many songs about heaven and how happy we are about getting there. Let's be excited about that destination and not lose sight of that. Because sometimes, again, we can get bogged down on our journey, on our spiritual journey. But don't lose focus on what our goal is and be excited about that. James 1:12, blessed is the man who remains steadfast under trial, for when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life, which God has promised to those who love them. When you stand the test, you will receive the crown of life. You will receive that reward. What about that reward? 1 Corinthians 2:9, but as it is written, what no eye has seen, no ear heard, nor the heart of man imagined, what God has prepared for those who love Him. I mean, we often talk about heaven and, you know, how it's described in Revelation, you know, the best that it can, but that's going to pale in comparison to what heaven's really like, because no eye has seen it, no ears heard it, and the heart of man can't even imagine it, how beautiful heaven's going to be. And you know what? Need to be excited about going there. So what better way to keep yourself on track, to keep your eye on the goal, is to remember what your goal is, what you're living for, is to get to heaven and bring as many people along with you, right? So let's keep on track and be excited about it, because to me, that excitement that you can project, that can be infectious to people you're around. You know, why do you go to church? Why do you do this? Well, you know, it's just, it's what we do. You know, I go to church. I have to go to church tonight. It's not really an attention grabber there, is it? But being excited about, you know what? I get to go to services, spend time with my fellow brothers and sisters, because you know what? We're learning about God, learning how to please Him so that we can all go to heaven. And I want to be excited about that. And to be able to bring others to Him, what a great way to do that. We got one more for you. Let's stay committed to Christ. Because again, in all the things that we do, our number one needs to be focusing on God. Colossians 3, 1 through 2, if then you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on earth. Again, so many things can get in our way, but if we keep our focus in the right place, that's definitely going to help us keep on track. In Galatians 2:20, I've been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave Himself for me. It's not any longer I who live. Christ lives in me. I have committed my life to Christ. There's a song I just heard here, I think today, and the song is called, I Am Committed. And that song really just sings it right to my heart and soul when it talks about putting everything else secondary and making sure my life is committed to Christ. Because if you can do that, you're definitely going to be on track in your spiritual life. You guys agree with that? Because I think that, again, is so important. All these things, I know I'm not breaking heavy ground here with these points, but you know what? Sometimes we just need to look at just basic things, because sometimes we can forget about these things. Because this isn't rocket science. It's not a hard thing, only when we make it hard. But when we can commit to Christ, when we can do all these things that I've talked about here this evening, it can definitely help us to stay on track in our Christian life. And I think you can add so many more things to that. But I hope any number of these are things you can take with you after tonight and think about it maybe on the way home or maybe tonight when you're getting ready to lay down. He's like, you know what? I did have some spiritual resolutions in my life, and some of those have been kind of slipping already, and we're not even through January yet. So now's the time to get back on track. So I extend this invitation to you that if your Christian life has gotten off track here lately, put it back on track right now. You can pray right at your seat and pray to God to help you get back on track. If you've sinned and fallen short and you need to make amends of that, do that now. If you need the prayers of the congregation, now's a great time to do that. We're here. We're here for each other. We can do that right now. And if you've not been baptized into Christ, now's the time to get on the track. Because if you haven't been baptized, you're not even on the tracks yet, right? So now's the time to get that taken care of and get on the tracks. So whatever it is, don't delay. Don't put it off. Because as we all know, resolutions, once you start putting them off, they're done. They just keep falling off. And the next thing you know, you're that guy laying on the couch with the cheese poofs or the fries on your belly. All right. So don't put it off. Have a resolve to stay firm and to walk with Jesus and to stay on track in your spiritual life. Keep your spiritual goals. Be excitement about your destination so we can all meet in heaven. Whatever your needs are, please come forward. Let us know. Let's stand and sing.